Was this dedicated to you, Mr. Shigrew?
Charlotte did not indicate as much.
No? Well, I'm dedicating this to my producer, Dan Shigrew. Well, we're going traditional today, huh? I go whiskey in a jar. We got old Danny Boy. Charlotte requested that. And that's Celtic Thunder and their version of Oh Danny Boy. We're doing St. Patrick's Day Thursday. Normally we'll do Triple Play Thursday. You can call in or text in. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 with your Irish artists on this day. And I don't want to influence anybody, the Pogues. I wouldn't suggest that, you know, you can do whatever you want, the Pogues, at any time. You can pick whatever artist. You're free to pick whatever artist you want, the Pogues, at all. Oh, man. So, hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I posted one of my favorite things ever on my regular Facebook page. Esmeralda, have you looked at my regular Facebook page? Not this show, the show page?
Is it your picture? Your profile picture?
Well, yeah, the profile picture is two of my favorite Irish things. The Big Mac and Phil Lynott. So that's the picture that's on my my profile picture. This fantastic black and white picture of Phil Lynott inexplicably standing next to a guy in the Big Mac costume. I don't know why, but it's the two coolest Irish things, two great Irish things. So not real sure. But no, the thing I posted was a video, Esmeralda, that you can't play on the air. Dan, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I see it now.
Are you familiar with Irish actor Colm Meaney?
I am, yes.
Okay. He tends to swear a lot in his movies, and he has a fantastic Irish brogue, a magnificent Irish brogue. So when he says the F-bomb, it's really wonderful to hear. And I posted a nearly three-minute compilation of him swearing with that magnificent Irish brogue of his. And if you've never seen it, there's about 11 compilations on YouTube, 11 separate compilations just of Colm Meaney swearing. And I don't know who put them together, but bless you. That's all I can say. Bless you. There are like 11 compilations. They range in length. Some are like 30, 40 seconds. Some are like 3 minutes. But there are about 11 of them. The one that I posted is my favorite, and it's compilation number 6. I like to think that compilation number 6 of Colm Meaney swearing is the best of the many compilations of Irish actor Colm Meaney swearing. So it's fantastic, and I do indeed post it every... I post it more than once a year, but every year I make sure that on St. Patrick's Day I post Colm Meaney swearing. Because nothing says St. Patrick's Day like Colm Meaney dropping F-bombs. That to me is... Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right.
That's Oh Danny Boy today. He's Oh Danny Boy Shigrew. Is our producer today. Esmeralda O'Leon.
Yeah. That's right. I take out the O.
That's right.
You know, just to make it smoother.
Vic McVaughn is in the newsroom. Vic McVaughn. And then just add an O to the beginning of my name, Nick O DiGilio.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, Nick O DiGilio.
Sounds like a Thin Lizzy song.
Well, that's how I like to live my life, as a Thin Lizzy song. So, all right. You know what we're going to do a little bit later on? Maybe we'll get Vic McVaughn in on this too. We did this. What did we do? We did this last week, right? Where I was giving you the celebrity's name, and then you guys were trying to guess their real name.
Yes.
And my favorite still remains Stan Lee. The guess that Esmeralda made for Stan Lee, comic book legend Stan Lee, is his name. And Esmeralda's guess for Stan Lee, she said, oh, I'm going to say Daniel Liofsky. I couldn't stop laughing for a good 5 minutes after that, and that was my favorite. Although I will say that I also liked William Catmeister for Will Ferrell. That was Dan's guest, William Catmeister for Will Ferrell. Well, I think we might do another round of guess the celebrity's real name. Maybe I'll just pick Irish celebrities today.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can talk or text us. You can always check us out at facebook.com/NickDShow. Like us. We're close to that 12,000 mark. 12,000 fans on our Facebook page. Like us and let us hit that mark of facebook.com/NickDShow. So we're going to talk a little food stuff here. Maybe some food mistakes. Some stuff that should never have been a food item. 312-981-7200. Whoa, I have a list here of 10 food products that thankfully flopped. So let's talk about bad foods. Foods that you tried that were bad. Food items that were just a mistake. Never should have even made those. Oddly, I don't think it's on the list here. I'm looking through this list. No, it's not on the list, but we've brought this up before. One of the biggest food products that should have never existed, and Esmeralda, we've talked about this, I believe, were the, I still can't remember the name. Dan, you looked up the name of this product, the actual name of the product, but they were like peanut butter and jelly singles.
Oh, Crustables? Uncrustables?
Were they called Crustables?
Uncrustables, because they didn't have crust.
Wait, no, this doesn't, this didn't include bread.
It's not like a Hot Pocket, but peanut
butter. No. This is disgusting. This is processed peanut butter and processed jelly in slices that are exactly like American cheese.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that looked disgusting.
They looked exactly like slices of processed American cheese wrapped in that plastic. She's wrapped in plastic. Sorry, I went back to Twin Peaks for a minute. She's wrapped in plastic. Anyway, so you'd get the peanut butter slice, and you would peel it out like you would like an American cheese product, and then your jelly slice, and they had the same consistency as American cheese, as processed cheese, and it was disgusting. They were disgusting.
That's not cool.
I can't remember the name. PBJ or PBJs.
Disgusting.
They were awful. They were awful. When they first hit the market, it was like in 1999 when they hit the market. And at that time, I was doing my solo show, plus I was doing a show with Gary Lee Wright. He was my partner, and we were doing a show. We'd do a show on Friday nights together, me and Gary Lee Wright. And when they came out, Gary was like, we should try them on the air. And I'm like, all right. So we went to the Jewels beforehand and got these things. We got the processed sliced peanut butter and jelly and got a loaf of bread, brought it, ate them on the air. And it was one of the most disgusting things I've ever tasted in my life. I don't know who came up with the idea.
Now, do you melt them a little or does it just stay that consistency of
I didn't melt.
Cheese?
All I did was the serving suggestion is just peel off the plastic, throw them on a couple of pieces of bread and eat. So I took two slices of jelly, which sounds disgusting already, took two slices of jelly and two slices of peanut butter, and I put them on two pieces of white bread, between two pieces of white bread, and I took maybe three bites before I said no.
Isn't part of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I don't like peanut butter, so I don't eat them.
Yeah, and I don't understand this. I've heard this from you, and I've heard this from Dan. Is Vic McVaughn... I want to get Vic McVaughn's thoughts on this. I think he's in the newsroom doing some news.
He's on lunch eating a peanut butter and jelly.
I just want to know if he eats peanut butter.
He's slathering
if he likes peanut
it
butter.
All in his mouth.
Because here he comes. Here's Vic McVaughn. Vic McVaughn, happy St. Patrick's Day, Vic McVaughn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Do you like peanut butter?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Thank
much.
God. Now, see, you know, Vic is a new addition to the show.
Wait, but what did he just say?
What?
Yeah, but.
I don't eat it much, but yeah, sure.
But he likes it.
Sure, sure.
Now, if you, I mean, it's not, I don't eat a lot of peanut butter myself, but I love peanut butter, but I don't eat a lot of it. One of the reasons why I don't eat a lot of peanut butter is because I'm not 13.
Exactly.
But you drink so much milk with your dinners.
I do drink a lot of milk. And you're never going to let that go, are you, Esmeralda?
Nope. Especially now that you're like, I'm not 13. I don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
What's wrong with drinking milk? Dinner. As an adult, it's wrong to drink milk?
With dinner, yeah. I think it's
is going on? All right, I got to take a break. I was going to say welcome to the gang, Vic, but not anymore, pal.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to the gang
Gang up on Nick. Exactly. All right. Thank you, Vic McVaughn, on St. Patrick's Day. All right. We're going to talk about food products that are terrible. I already mentioned Dan, can we find out during the break what the name of those damn things were?
I'm binging and Googling as much as possible.
You're binging.
That's awesome.
You're binging. Welcome to 2003, everybody. Dan's binging. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and talk about terrible food items. And if anybody remembers the name of the processed sliced peanut butter and jelly slices, give us a call, 312-981-7200. 847 area code. Recommended this. This is, well, who is this? Imelda May?
Imelda May.
Imelda May. All right. She's Irish. Cool. And it's St. Patrick's Day, and that's what we're doing for our bumps. You can suggest a bump. I don't want to influence anybody, the Pogues. 312-981-7200, the Pogues. So, yeah. All right. Thank you for that. 847 area code. So, we did discover, it was Esmeralda, you did discover the name of that deplorable, disgusting product that came out about 17 years ago, processed, sliced, not unlike American cheese, peanut butter and jelly slices.
Yes, PJ Squares.
That's it.
And I found it through through image search, but in an article called Anything is Possible in Plastic. And I think they were toting the wonders of it.
Oh yeah, it was a wonder, all right.
And it was a test market here in 01.
Oh, so it was 01.
Indianapolis, okay. St. Louis, Chicago, Grand Rapids.
So they wanted to kill everybody in the Midwest.
Although this says it has met with positive sales response.
Oh, really? Maybe positive sales response because people were probably curious, which is why we got it.
Right.
But I doubt anybody ever went back and bought it a second time.
Yeah, and whoever was selling it or whatever, the company says they had repeat orders.
Have exceeded expectations. Get out of here. That's a damn lie.
Also, this sounds good. As of press time, the product is being reformulated to be shelf-stable, unrefrigerated for up to 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
I mean, seriously, it was disgusting. I don't know if anybody ever tried it. 312-981-7200. We're talking about foods that should have never existed. And the processed, sliced, plastic-wrapped peanut butter and jellies, not good.
See, now I wonder, would it melt if you put it in heat? Would it kind of get all gooey?
I would imagine it would, not unlike American cheese.
Because isn't that the kind of nice bit about a peanut butter and jelly? It's just
kind of
gooey.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. The jelly is supposed to be gooey, and the peanut butter is supposed to be smoothy. But I like crunchy peanut butter because I like peanut butter.
But it still has a
creamy consistency.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this was like plastic.
That's
just
a square.
It's like, you know how when you, because, you know, I like American cheese because American cheese melts really good on a burger.
Yeah.
It's a very good melting cheese, but I don't like American cheese without it being melted.
There needs some sort of liquid, if you will. Like even, so if you make a sandwich, I like a tomato in there.
Yeah.
Because the tomato juice kind of melds everything together somehow.
Right.
Even if it's cold.
No, that's true. It's just not, American cheese is not my choice for like a regular sort of like cold deli sandwich.
Right, if you're just going to eat up like a cheese sandwich, which is a big thing in England.
I know it is.
Blech. It's not.
They eat a lot of weird stuff over there.
It's just two pieces of bread.
They're a bunch of weirdos.
And dry cheese.
They're nothing but weirdos. Best thing to come out of England is Peter Cushing. No, that's a lie. I like everything English. What the hell am I talking about? I'm a total Anglophile.
Those cheese sandwiches, though.
Yeah. All right, how about this? Coffee-flavored Jell-O and celery-flavored Jell-O.
I'm assuming it had caffeine in it, right? The coffee one?
In 1918, the makers of Jell-O introduced a new flavor, coffee. Its release was based on the logic that since lots of people like to drink coffee with dessert, that they'd be game for combining the two after-dinner treats. That's just
You know, I could kind of see it. Have you ever had Jell-O and then you pour milk over it or like a half and half or a cream?
The Jell-O has that dessert.
Okay. I knew that was coming. I knew. We can't. So essentially, we can't even say the word milk anymore on this show without you mocking me because I drink milk. I drink milk. I'm not kidding. I drink milk with virtually every meal.
Right, and we're mocking that.
And
so
you're mocking that.
I wouldn't
because
that
I'm a 50.
Up.
I'm a 50-year-old man who drinks milk. And there's something wrong.
No,
evidently.
With dinner.
What the hell is wrong with that?
Because you're not seven.
It doesn't matter. I don't understand this. I really don't. I don't. When I go to dinner, when I go to a restaurant, I don't. Can I have a glass of milk? You know what I mean?
I'm amazed you don't.
I don't. I mean, it used to be wine when I was a drinker, but now it's like either ginger ale or water.
I just think that there are some foods that you cannot eat with milk. It just seems a bit weird.
No, you can eat anything with milk.
I mean, you can eat anything, but it's not going to be a good sensation.
Why does everybody think it's a completely unpleasant experience to drink milk when you have dinner? How did you do it when you were seven, when you were a kid?
My parents didn't make me drink milk with my dinner.
I didn't. They didn't either. I didn't start doing it until I got older. I happen to think milk is a very tasty treat.
It is.
And
it's
I think milk is a fine liquid thing to drink. And I like to eat. I like to drink milk with a meal. I don't understand what's so weird about this.
Just is.
I don't understand this.
You're going to have to accept it.
No, it's not weird. I'm sorry. You guys are weird. I remember the night I brought up the fact that I have a fan at the foot of my bed, and I keep a fan on me all year round. All year round. When it's 50 below outside, I have a fan going at the foot of my bed and blowing on me at the foot of my bed.
And a glass of milk on your nightstand.
No. No. It's water. I have water on my nightstand. But I have, you know, and then you guys, who was in that? Who was doing?
Beyonce Fox.
Yeah, it was Beyonce Fox. She was in traffic that morning, and when I said that I put a fan, both Beyonce and Dan thought I was insane. They were like, what, are you kidding me? Do you do that? And I'm like, yes, every night I have a fan on. And then, you know, they were mocking me until the phone lines completely exploded, and everybody called in, and 40 million people texted in that, yes, everybody on Earth puts a fan on when they go to bed, as a fan on them.
Yeah, that's not so weird.
Oh, but drinking milk is.
With your dinner. So you keep out that one little bit.
Okay. It doesn't seem weird to me.
I'm not against drinking milk, but just with dinner, yes. That's weird.
All right. Okay, so you only drink milk what? With cookies?
Yeah, or alone, with desserts,
okay.
Breakfast.
All right, okay.
But I would think the coffee Jell-O, because I've done that before where you pour
I understand.
Some sort of milk or something like that, and it's nice. Okay. I would think it would be...
It would
creamy,
be good with your coffee Jell-O.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go back to why coffee Jell-O failed, but we have to break here for the news with Vic McVaughn, and we'll be right back. Yeah. Vic McVaughn, everybody. Yeah. Hey, guess who this is? This is the Pogues. What? How did somebody? How did that happen?
Great minds think alike.
Wow. 773 area code. I love the Pogues so much. Oh my God. I'm a little upset Shane McGowan has new teeth. I have to say that disappoints me. When he got new choppers, I was very upset. Because he had no teeth. I mean, his teeth were gone.
How dare he improve his life?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Shane McGowan. Yeah. Improving his life.
You know how his teeth got messed up that bad?
He drank too much milk.
No, he didn't drink enough
milk. Oh, that's what it was. By the way, Esmeralda sent me a link that was very pro-milk with dinner.
Only because I couldn't find any anti-milk.
Yeah, you know what? And I have some texts here I would like to read. I'd actually like
people who are anti-milk with dinner have lives and aren't writing on the internet.
We're movers and shakers, man.
Oh, yeah.
We don't got time.
Yeah, and evidently, oddly, I wasn't really aware of this. It's a really big Irish thing. According to that article, which is that's an Irish website that you sent.
Yeah, I think mainly boys.
Mainly
men.
Irish lads.
Yes, Irish lads.
Irish lads drink a lot of milk. They drink a pint of milk with their dinner, which is exactly
well,
what I do.
That's how their skin stays so milky white.
Yeah, but I have olive-colored kind of skin. I am half Irish, though. Half Irish, half
Italian.
That side
stays milky white.
Yeah. But I would like to just read a couple of texts here. We're talking about food that should not have existed. The next one, by the way, on this list, Esmeralda, is ridiculous when you hear it. But I would just like to take this moment to read a few texts here. Sam says, milk with dinner is good. It may not sound so good, but milk with pizza is great. Yes, if my dinner happens to be pizza that I've made, I will drink milk.
I mean, I could see that because of the cheese, milk, dairy, it's all the same.
All right. Trucker Rich says, anytime you mention you drinking milk, I think of that scene between Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin in Cannonball 2, where Sammy asks if the milk will curdle once it hits his liver. You think of that with me, Trucker? Have you been listening in the last 9 months? About a year ago, maybe it would have curdled when it hit my liver, but not anymore. 815 area code says, I'm 30 and I drink milk all day long. We go through three or four gallons a week. I live by myself. I go through a gallon of milk easily a week. I go through a gallon of milk easily, but I live by myself. John says, my dad is 63, I'm 21. Both of us, our entire lives, have drunk milk with dinner. Nick, the three of us are all sane, see? Lisa in Brookfield says, I'm 45, I drink milk with dinner nightly. My choices are water, iced tea, or milk, and I always choose milk.
See, I'd go iced tea. Refreshing.
Milk. Milk is refreshing.
They need to get you for those milk mustache ads.
Yeah. 312, Nick, hang in there. I'm 37 and I still drink milk. There's nothing wrong with that. Thumbs down, Esmeralda.
I just think it's an odd choice for some meals.
It's all meals, not just some. Mary says, hi, Nick. I'm 70 years old and I still drink milk with every meal. It's very good for you no matter what your age. Thank you, everyone in the pro-milk world.
See, now I never said I was anti-milk.
You hate milk. You hate all dairy products. You hate cows.
I was about to send you, there was a video I had just seen of a cow snuggling with a man.
So that
the man had saved the cow from like a slaughterhouse or something.
Oh.
So now they snuggled together.
Okay.
I was about to send it to you and be like, look, it's you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to snuggle with a cow. I'd rather eat the cow and drink what comes out of it. I'm not going to snuggle with it. You know? All right. How about this, Esmeralda, on the list of products, food products that just should not have ever existed? Ready Bacon. R-E-D-D-I dash bacon, like in Ready Whip.
That kind of sounds good.
Ready Whip, makers of this item, figured if you're cooking breakfast in the morning, you got a hankering for bacon, so why dirty up a pan that you'll have to clean? The solution, foil-wrapped Ready Bacon that you could pop into your toaster for piping hot. You can't put foil in a toaster. What?
Yeah, you can. I think they're thinking like a toaster oven. I hope.
Unless this product has caused house fires across the nation.
That's why they discontinued it. It wasn't the product itself. It was how it was being made.
What the hell? While it seemed perfect for the busy 1970s household, the absorbent pad designed to soak up the dripping grease tended to leak, creating not only a fire hazard, but it was also messy and it ruined your toaster. Ultimately, the product lasted as long as it took to cook.
Okay, so wait, it's like liquid?
Well, the grease that comes out of the bacon.
No, but the Ready Bacon.
No, it's like bacon.
Okay. I was thinking it was like a cream.
Yeah, I know. That sounds, it sounds, that's mousse, what it sounds like. But I think it was like bacon that was wrapped and you stick it in a toaster. But there's no place for the grease to go.
So what's the difference between just making real bacon?
Well, I guess you don't have to clean a pan, but you have to buy a new toaster every day.
You have to buy
a new toaster every day.
Couldn't you just wrap it yourself in tinfoil?
I suppose.
They did not think this product through.
But that wouldn't make it ready. You would have to do the prep. It's not ready.
I mean, you still have to open that box.
That's still not ready. Now, taking a tip from the fantastic PJ's Squares, were Gerber singles. At some point in time, almost every adult has tasted baby food and discovered that the stuff isn't half bad. But that doesn't mean people want to make a meal out of it. For some reason, Gerber had to learn that lesson the hard way. In 1974, the company released Gerber Singles, small servings of food meant for single adults, packaged in jars that were almost identical by those used for baby food. It didn't take long for Gerber execs to figure out that most consumers, unless they were less than a year old, couldn't get used to eating pureed meal out of a jar, particularly ones depressingly labeled singles.
Can you imagine you just bring a whole armful of little jars? You're like, this is my dinner.
Oh, man.
It's got my peas, my meatloaf.
That's depressing.
That is real
sad. Do you know that there was a movie that came out in the 80s with an actor named Saul Rubinek? I love Saul Rubinek. He rules the planet, by the way. If you don't know who Saul Rubinek is, maybe the people remember him the most from Unforgiven. He was in Unforgiven. He was the guy who wrote the stories. He was the biographer who wrote The Duke of Death and all that stuff. That's Saul Rubinek. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He was in a movie called Soup for One, and it was named after the soup that you could get for one, and it was about this lonely, depressed guy who couldn't get dates, and they called the movie Soup for One, and they named it after the actual, I think it was Campbell's that released it, Soup for One, and they talk about how depressing it is to walk up to the register in a grocery store and put that on the conveyor belt and just have the checker judge you.
Well, that's, you gotta hide it. It's like pornos.
Well,
you got to throw in a bunch of other stuff so it gets like hidden.
Is this from personal experience?
No, do you remember in The Simpsons when he buys the porno?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, give me that. He like orders all this weird stuff and then he's like, and a porno.
Yeah. What was it? He candy flavored beer. Well, we do not have candy flavored beer, Apu says. And he goes, oh, okay, forget it. Just give me some Skittles and a six pack. This item does not exist. Oh, okay. And then give me some Skittles and a six pack.
But then it does sound very sad, Soup for One. And how is that even filling?
I don't know.
Because even a can of Campbell's is two servings and you eat the whole thing.
Of course.
Like, nobody just leaves half.
Yeah, it's true. But so Soup for One, that was a real thing and they made a movie out of it with Saul Rubinek. And I'm probably the only person who's seen it. So,
with Soup for One.
I was eating a Soup for One with my milk while I was watching.
And your baby food.
And my baby food, my singles baby food. Gerber singles. That's really depressing. That's a lot more. I'm sorry, but that's a lot more depressing than Soup for One.
Yeah.
Gerber singles?
Well, I still don't understand how people give babies that stuff. Like, well, I could see, like, the bananas and the...
It's got all the nutrients in it.
Like,
Dan?
But, like, the weird meat products. I don't know.
What do you feed, Emily?
Right now, we are just in the...
You're just a formula.
We're pureed, you know, vegetables, prunes, bananas, apples.
And you do it yourself? You guys puree?
No, we buy it.
You buy it?
Yeah.
See, okay. Those are, like, fruits are fine, but the meat ones, doesn't that weird you out?
I mean, the chicken and apple, I'm always like, ugh.
That's weird.
Awful.
It's like pureed chicken
in a
jar.
Yeah, but it's got nutrients and stuff in it that the kids need.
We just give her bits of chicken
at
this point. We do not mix it with weird things.
Yeah, see? I mean, we all eat chicken. Can't you just mush it up yourself?
Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll talk about more food that sucks. And how milk is so great with every meal. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 312 area code requested this for St. Patrick's Day. The Saw Doctors to win just once. Irish artists this morning featured on the show for Bumps. I don't want to influence anybody, Sinead O'Connor, at all. And I really don't want to, you know, you guys can text in 312-981-7200. Any artist that you want, Van Morrison, of any kind. Hey, check this out. We're going to Midlothian for the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. Join Lou Manfredini at Bartolini's Restaurant for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Saturday, this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. It's the home of Chicago's best meatballs and their meatball challenge. Come and try to conquer the legendary signature Bartolini 10-pound meatball sandwich on a 3-foot loaf of French bread and a giant glass of milk. Enjoy complimentary coffee and soft drinks, too, and I'm sure that they have milk on the premises. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Be there. Listen. Tune in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Hey. I just want to tell you guys, my grandfather used to make my brother and I drink a great big glass of buttermilk every morning before we go play. he grew up on a farm, and you know, I didn't like it then, but I like buttermilk now as a kid, as an adult.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, buttermilk is I can't imagine drinking copious amounts of buttermilk.
No, I just have a little glass of it once in a while now, but
yeah. I mean, I like buttermilk. I like it in recipes, and I like it and stuff, but I can't see.
Salty.
It is. It's good, though, man. It's good.
Yeah, I like it better than the kefir yogurt stuff.
Yeah.
I love the kefir.
Do you like the kefir?
Both Sutherland and the milk.
Hello, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait, hold on a minute.
All right.
Aren't you supposed to say, damn it, Chloe? All right, thank you, Steve. Buttermilk.
Hey, my sister ruined the toaster by buttering the toast, then putting it in the toaster.
That's fantastic.
And the old man made her take it out of her allowance. It was cool.
That's fantastic. All right, Steve, thanks.
Okay, bye.
You want to save a step, man. Put the butter on the bread before you put it in the toaster.
Well, you know how you do it, and, well, I don't recommend, like, I don't, if you ruin your toaster, this is on you.
Uh-huh.
But I guess because, again, the Brits like doing cheese on toast, but melted.
Yeah.
So if you put it on its side and then put in the bread.
Oh, I see.
With your butter or your cheese.
Yeah.
So that way it doesn't
drip
down.
I don't think so.
It's on its side, but that could be dangerous.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't do that. All right. How about flour flavored Pez? That sounds delightful.
It tastes like grandma.
Can you imagine that? Introduced in the late 60s, flour flavored Pez was designed to appeal to the hippie generation. And complete with a groovy psychedelic dispenser. Oh, I bet the dispenser is cool, though. But even in the decade of free love, no one could be found for the flower power of flower, the flavor flower power. Floral scents make for a great perfume, but nobody eats perfume, and apparently there's a reason why. The flower
now,
version flopped.
Do you remember, and they still make it, that lavender gum?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ugh.
Yeah.
How is that even good? Like, I just do not imagine eating lavender.
God, what the hell is
again,
the name of the gum?
It's a scent.
No, that was a very popular gum, too.
It's C. Howard, I believe.
And it's in that silver and purple little box.
Right. And yeah. It's even a scented gum. It's like,
yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I want my gum to taste delicious.
Like
not,
gum.
Not like perfume.
How about I Hate Peas? I believe this was the name of the product. I Hate Peas. Since kids love French fries so much, the company decided that disguising peas in fry-shaped, in a fry-shaped form was a surefire way to trick kids into getting their vitamins. That sounds disgusting. Children all over America saw through the ruse. After all, a pea is a pea is a pea. And the name of the product was more than apropos, no matter what it looked like. There were other thinly disguised vegetables in the company's I hate line. So they had, like, I hate asparagus and I hate... But they were all shaped like French fries.
They just, the kids, they're thinking these kids are going to be like, yeah, I hate peas. This is the probably the opposite. This
That's
is
right.
probably candy.
That's right. And then they tasted it and went, get out.
Although now they make veggie fries.
Yeah.
Which are very good.
Well, yeah, but kids don't like that stuff.
Fried up.
Kids aren't.
But
gonna...
they're completely fried up and they're made with flour and there's probably not even that much nutritional value to
it. Well, then they're probably, then the kids will eat it.